Although the embargo failed, it did force Americans to begin manufacturing their own goods. The end result was industrialization. Manual power gave way to factories using machinery, first driven by water power and eventually by steam power. This aided in the massive amount of small farming towns to grow into industrial cities. Large cities began to grow at an alarming rate, such as New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. Canals and railroads were built, making it easier for trading and access to products from the West. Immigration. Immigration had both adverse and beneficial effects on the United States during the 19th century. The majority of immigrants came through the United States during the 1830s. Many immigrants sought out the opportunities of the new country, Ireland and Germany providing a large percentage of immigrants. This was due in part to the poverty felt in Ireland, the potato famine, as well as the crop failures in Germany. Individuals who migrated to the United States during those years sent travel tickets and money to family and relatives in their native land, encouraging them to take the journey to the States. In the late 1700s to early 1800s, an estimated 250,000 immigrants found new opportunities in the new country. The largest group to arrive in the early 1800s was the Scotch-Irish, and in the years 1801 and 1802, as many as 20,000 Irish and German citizens came to the United States as immigrants. The largest amount of the nation's population in the 1800s settled along the eastern seaboard and had increased nearly 30%, according to the 1790 census. European immigrants mainly worked in factories, built the railroads of the North, and eventually settled their families in the West. Immigrants coming into the United States in the early 1830s were near 600,000 strong, four times the amount that came through in the previous century. The 1860s saw the biggest population hike in the history of the United States, with 1,427,337 immigrants, mostly settling in Minnesota and Wisconsin. The constant stream of newcomers led to an opposition to immigration. Americans opposing the onslaught of so many newcomers formed structured organizations and secret societies, such as the Order of the United Americans and the Know-Nothing Party in protest. Religiosity. Religiosity refers to the aspects of religious activity, dedication, and belief. Religion was a major part of all social, educational, and business matters throughout the 1800s. Just before the mark of the 19th century, the U.S. adopted into the Constitution the eradication of church and state ties. The First Amendment reads, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." The majority of the population of Americans practiced the Protestant religion within the beginning of the 19th century. There were only a few scattered Catholics and Jews. It was uncommon during the turn of the century to hear of non-Christian religions, such as Islam and Buddhism. More than 1 million immigrants came to the U.S. from Ireland between the years of 1845 and 1855. The majority of these Irish immigrants were Roman Catholic. These were the first seen Roman Catholics to immigrate to the United States. The diversity of religion continued to increase when predominantly Lutheran immigrants from Germany came to the U.S. for salvation from the German uprising of 1848. Many religious groups came to America to elude persecution or the wickedness of their fellow citizens from their country. The lands and openness of the new country gave immigrants the ability to establish American denominational churches, such as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Jehovah's Witness, Christian Science Churches, and the Seventh-day Adventist Church. These groups came together with relatively the same religious factors, but outside issues such as slavery and other social, educational, and political factors